This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A massive storm system whipping up severe winds and spawning tornadoes cut a path across the U.S. South, killing at least 7 people in Georgia and Alabama, where a twister damaged buildings and tossed cars in the streets of historic downtown Selma. Authorities said a clearer picture of the extent of the damage and a search for additional victims would come Friday when conditions were expected to clear. After the snow began easing Thursday night, tens of thousands of customers were without power across the two states. In Selma, a city etched in the history of the civil rights movement, a city council used lights from cell phones as they held a meeting on the sidewalk to declare a state of emergency. MERS fever persisted last year, not quite spiking to a record high, but still in the top 5 or 6 warmest on record, government agencies reported on Thursday. But expect record-shattering hot years soon, likely in the next couple of years because of the relentless climate change from the burning of coal, oil, and gas, U.S. government scientists have said. Despite La Nina, a cooling of the equatorial Pacific that slightly reduces global average temperatures, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration calculates 2022's global average temperature was 58.55 degrees, ranking 6th hottest on record. The Coast Guard returned another 177 Cuban migrants who were caught at sea off Florida while a group of about 24 Haitians swam ashore in Miami. The Cuban migrants were all intercepted separately off the coast earlier this month. They were repatriated by 2 Coast Guard cutters. 25 Haitians who had been traveled by sailboat from Haiti swam ashore at Virginia Key, a small island just southeast of downtown Miami, and were taken into custody by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The stiffest penalty Donald Trump's company could receive when it was sentenced Friday by a New York judge for helping its executive dodge taxes is a $1.6 million fine. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
To accelerate the global move towards sustainable vehicles, Toyota is suggesting simply replacing the inner workings of vehicles already on the road with cleaner technology like fuel cells and electric motors. Chief Executive Akio Toyoda said Friday, "I don't want to leave any car lover behind." Appearing on the stage at the Tokyo Auto Salon, an industry event similar to the world's auto shows, Toyota says they have the technology, engineering, financial reserves, and industry experience needed to remain a powerful competitor in green vehicles. Trump is a proven loser after a string of GOP election losses, according to Paul Ryan. He spoke to CNN on Thursday and said Trump cost us the House in 2018, cost us the White House in 2020, and cost us the Senate again and again. The Wisconsin Republican said Trump is fading fast, and he can't imagine him getting the party nomination in 2024. The NFL is selecting Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta for a potential AFC championship game between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. The neutral location was chosen because of the cancellation of Week 17's Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game. It was canceled after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field. The Bills will host the Miami Dolphins this weekend during Super Wild Card Weekend on Sunday. The Chiefs will wait until next weekend after securing the number one seed and a bye. U.S. border officials will now allow some migrants seeking asylum to use a mobile app to request a chance to be processed at an official port of entry. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me up higher.
We meet just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!